The first Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox is coming. For Catholics, this is known as Easter, that second-class citizen holiday. Christmas and Halloween get the big publicity, but except for a few sisters, no one wears an Easter bonnet anymore. All three holidays got started with the pagans. When Constantine was marketing Christianity to the Romans, he told them they could still have Saturnalia in December if they signed on for the name change. Halloween was called Samhain in the Celtic culture as the beginning of the dark season, where the spirits were free to visit. The balance to Samhain was the celebration of light, of Ostara, the goddess of the dawn. The pagans decorated eggs as a symbol of fertility and let that equally fertile rabbit deliver them. Each pagan wrote one desired change for the coming year on a leaf, then wrapped that leaf around a seed and planted it. When the Christians rebranded Ostara into Easter, they did get the part right about the victory of spring, that joy wins out. Birth and death and whatever comes next are all celebrated. Our son's grandmother is terminal with brain cancer, so death and life are hard topics for us this spring. We're holding on to a piece of Ostara to remember that life is a circle. Oh, the bunny will still deliver candy, and I will still sing an alleluia, but we will also weed our little yard. I'll take my sons into that garden, and we'll plant sunflower seeds, and I'll say, life gets renewed. There is no death. There is only change. A part of Nana and a part of me will always be in you, in every spring, when you clear the soil and remember that each of us brings life back to the earth. Happy Ostara. Go get yourself a bonnet. With a perspective, this is Kevin Fisher-Paulson.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.